This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In the best of times, the who, what, where, and when of things in North Korea are commodities that are hard to come by, and these are clearly not the best of times. A train accident and subsequent explosions near the Chinese border have claimed lives, destroyed houses, and injured people in the vicinity, all in quantities whose estimates have shifted over the past 24 hours. NPR's Rob Gifford is on the Chinese side of the border, where aid workers have been going in, and he's been trying to piece together what happened. And Rob, let's start with where and when this accident occurred.
Well, the where is about 12 miles south of where I'm standing right now. I'm looking out on the Yalu River, and about half a mile away from me is North Korea. There's a bridge going across from China into North Korea, the one way in which the two countries are connected across the river. And about 12 miles inland at a town called Yongchon, there was a massive explosion just after noon on Thursday, and the smoke was seen from miles around. I wasn't up here then, but apparently debris was rained down across the whole city. It's a city of about 130,000 people.
Well, now a harder question. Do we know what happened to create that big explosion?
Well, that has shifted in the last 24 hours, in the last 12 hours. What we're hearing now out of Pyongyang from diplomats and from aid workers is that they're being told by the North Korean government that it wasn't two trains laden down with gas and oil, as the South Korean press reported yesterday, but actually a slightly more bizarre-sounding incident whereby there were two railroad cars full of dynamite, perhaps for use in mining, we're not quite sure, that were being moved into a railroad siding, and they caught a power line up above, which supposedly, according to the North Korean government, sparked the dynamite and caused the explosions.
Now, do we know now, or do we know any better, what the degree of damage to life and property was?
Well, we're hearing varying estimates of the number of people who've been killed and injured, ranging from about 150 people killed up to several hundred, and from about 1,000 people injured up to 2,000 people injured. So clearly this was a massive explosion. And I'm sure the very, very rudimentary North Korean hospitals, such as they are in that area, must have been completely stretched beyond their limit. I mean, there basically is no healthcare system in North Korea, so I don't know how on earth they have coped with these kind of casualties.
In a country where, to put it mildly, there isn't a very free flow of information or good, reliable, either official information or journalism, I assume there are all sorts of alternative conspiratorial theories explaining what sounds at the very least to be a rather odd kind of accident from what the officials say. What are you hearing there in the way of alternative theories of what might have happened?
Well, of course, I have no way of knowing what theories are going around inside North Korea, but on the outside here in China, certainly the thing that was happening on the same day as this accident, it was 9 hours earlier, it should be said, was that Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea, was returning from his summit in Beijing. So the fact that you would have this size of an explosion going off on the same day with a slightly strange sounding explanation being given for it, on the same day that Kim Jong-il passed through that very station on his way back, and knowing as we do how much the North Koreans suffer under Kim Jong-il, many have starved to death, many are still starving to death. You know, I think people are saying, well, could this have been an assassination attempt? But we have nothing to go on this. But this, I guess, is the prime theory that is being bandied around here at the moment.
Rob Gifford, thanks a lot for talking to us.
Thanks very much, Robert.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford across the Yalu River from North Korea in Dandong, China.